Radio Club repeat shows.
My feel good radio station.
Feel good radio station.
Make me feel good.
On Jukebox Radio.
Hello, my name is Grace. Welcome to Jukebox Radio. I will talk about some nature books and music. So,
much as you blame yourself, you can be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real. How can you understand something that you never had? Oh baby, if you let me, I can help you out with all of that. Girl, let me love you.
Today I want to talk about platypus. A platypus is an amazing animal. Its name is platypus. Let's get to know a little background of platypus. Platypus is an animal in Australia. Its body length is about 15 to 24 inches, and it likes to live in rivers and streams. Also, its mouth and foot looks like a duck, and the tail looks like a beaver's. And do you ever mixed a beaver and a platypus? They look quite same, but not really. And the very big difference between platypus and beavers is that platypus is a mammal and the beaver is a rodent. And platypus has a tail like a duck, while beaver does not have. So that's what is a mammal? Mammal is like it's lay eggs, and platypus will not like a normal reptiles or animals that lay eggs, that it will lay on sand like turtles in water like a fish, and of course that it will not lay eggs in the nest on the tree like a bird. So let's have guess where it will lay eggs. It will lay eggs on river banks. And there is also one thing very similar with beavers and platypus. It's they all will build them, and the materials that they use is tree log and mud. It's almost important things that they use to build a dam. And it will damage the ecosystem, so there is a lot of argument over. There is a platypus like to eat fish, shrimps, and also some small animals that live in a shell. And there is a fun fact. Do you know that platypus have its nose on its mouth? And all small animals have its predators. So that's how the will work. So the predator of platypus is snake, and lizard, and eagle. But that doesn't mean platypus cannot defend themselves. A mature platypus will have a spike on its legs, but only for male platypus. It has toxic in its spike. It will not make people die, but it will hurt a lot. Even you can lose feelings on the place that it has been attacked by the platypus, but it has strong enough toxic to kill small animals. And did you know that it's even though that platypus is an animal living in rivers and streams, but it uses lungs to breathe, and it can stay in water for about half a minute, and also one day have 24 hours and 12 hours is finding food outside the water. But sadly, these cute animals were about to be endangered, so let's protect them. And there is more animals that need us to protect. To protect them, do not realize that they are in danger and start to protect them. Every animal is a cute life, so protect them for our big Earth family. So every country has their own way to celebrate the New Year. Like England, they celebrate Christmas, but today I'm going to talk about how China will celebrate their New Year. First, I will ask you a question. That have you ever go to China to celebrate Chinese festivals? If yes, you will see that there is a lot of red, and we have fireworks and wear red clothes. And red is not just because it's the color of our flag, it's about a very, very old story. So let me tell you it. Long, long ago, when there is a dynasty named Zhou, and the story happened in this time, and every year there's a monster named Nian, and that is hurting villagers and eating pigs and chickens that the family has fed up 1 year. Every people from the village go to a snow mountain to hide, but there is a strange old man this year, not afraid of Nian at all. That it is not hiding on a mountain, a kind old lady warned him it was a dangerous. But the old man said, I was a spirit from heaven that being sent by the king to help you, that everyone has something it was afraid of. Nian is too. Nian is afraid of loud things and red things. So just put on red papers and wear red clothes, then Nian will not harm you. The time that Chinese New Year Eve, Nian come again, the villagers all put on red clothes and red paper on the doors and make the sound of fireworks. Nian was terrified and never ever come again. So, to celebrate that, they make the day that they drive away Nian, the Chinese New Year. This traditional is keep going on and on.
Everybody loves you, baby. You should trademark your face. Lining on the block to be around you. But baby, I'm first in place. Face card, no cash, no credit. Yes, card. Application interview, sweet like marabou. Look at you.
this.
Jukebox.
She's obsessed with, cause she likes the sound of my music. She makes her a fan of my music. So why love goes down, makes her lose it. Cause she can't separate the man from the music. And I'm saying all this in the stand. When my girl cries tears in the gallery, this has got bigger than I ever could have planned. Like that song by the Zootons, Valerie. So the jewelry don't look like they're buying it. And this is making me nervous. Arms crossed, screwed face like I'm trying it. The eyes fixed on me like a murderer's. They wanna lock me up or throw away the key. They wanna send me down, even though I told them she.
So today I want to talk about earthquakes. It will happen often on island countries, and it's a very dangerous disaster. It can make building collapse and cause volcano eruptions, for example, in Japan. Did you know that in one day it can have about 1,000 earthquakes? But don't worry, they are all very small because of that. Japan's buildings can defend 6 to 7 levels of earthquakes. Do you think that it is interesting?
Thank you.
my fears. I'm wondering if I have to do without you. But there's no reason why I fell asleep late last night, crying like a newborn child, holding myself close, pretending my arms are yours.
Do you ever climb a mountain? But have you ever climbed the world's tallest mountain, the Mount Everest? It's been named by the top of the world, and its altitude is about 8,848 kilometers tall. But today we are not going to talk about the Mount Everest. We are going to talk about the first people in the world conquered this mountain. His name is Edmund Hillary. But he wasn't alone. He was with his tutor, which is the person we are going to learn about today. Its name is Tenzing Norgay. Tenzing Norgay was born in 1914, so so he was a man that born in a family near Mount Everest, in a small village on Himalaya Mountains. The environment was so harsh so that when Tenzin was a small boy, he learned a lot of skills to survive in this harsh environment, and his family is very humble, but he never complained, and when he was small, he has a goal. When he look up the sky, and he can sometimes see the top of Mount Everest with clouds around, and he will said to himself quietly, "I will conquer this mountain," because on that time, none of people ever climbed this top, because on the very top, the weather is very harsh, and many people think it is a place that people will never reach. But Tenzin didn't think that way. When Tenzin is still young, he joined a team of just for climbing Mount Everest. When he was 39 years old, with his partner Edmund Hillary, they reached the top of the mountain of the world, and he said, "This is not just how good your skills is, but it's also about teamwork, and you have the heart that never give up." It's the achievement not just for Tenzin or just for Edmund Hillary. And we learn one thing, that when people think that no one can do it, maybe you can be the first people to make it ever. You look yourself that others think you are.
Now I look out, they're not gonna get us, they're not gonna get us, no.
Today, I want to talk about an interesting sea animal that's name is coral reef. Coral reef is a sea animal. Yes, it's an animal, not a stone or plant inside the Grand Sea Ocean. And it's a kind of animal that's name is invertebrate. There is many different kind of coral reef. All the common coral reef, and it's not just some decorations in the ocean. It's home to many different sea animals, which means it's in the ecosystem. The sea animals that live inside the coral reef can lay eggs in it, because if we just lay the eggs on the clear stones, the airy fish can reach it. Maybe they will just eat it for a meal. If the eggs are laid in the coral reef, then none of the animals can touch it, so it's saved. So it's safe, and also fish that already grown up, what did they need coral reef to do? They need to hide in the coral reef so to get away from their predator. But why the coral reef will unconditional service the other fish? It is why that it cannot move, so the other fish will just possess the coral reef? Of course not. They will have a trait, but what will they the fish trade with the coral reef? You can have a guess, but of course not giving money. Wait, let's we just put this down for a moment and talk about a clue, and we will go back. So coral reef is an animal that cannot move. So we've been talking about that. It's an animal. So that means it needs to eat an excretion. But have you thought about how can it remove the poop away from the body? Yes, the fish will help the coral reef to clean their feces. Yuck. We are lucky that we didn't have to do this for a trade, because we have money. But sadly, when people is throwing the rubbish into the ocean, it makes the coral reef very sick, and almost of them have died. And when they have died, they will turn white, and the ocean is not colorful anymore. When the coral reef died, it will and many fishes will lose their home. So that is a very serious problem. And when the coral reef has remains, do you think they're lucky? Of course not. Some people will just like dig them out of the ocean, and then maybe they will sell them for monies. So please protect the grand natures.
I like to dance and it looks like this. I like to dance and it looks like this. I like to pop and lock and hit you with a little bit of robot. Gotta hit it, get it, love it, live it. Get a little silly with the lyrical ridiculousness. I like to shake a leg, I like to nod my head. I like to walk into a party with a pirouette. A little move goes a long way, like a soul train line in a hallway. It's your way, my way, all day. My kind of magic is automatic. I feel like dancing, I feel like dancing. Even if it's raining, I'm not complaining. I feel like dancing, I feel like dancing. 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 Every time I feel myself getting frantic, maybe too much coffee did it. I bump up the music, bump up the click. I pick up the speed till I'm deep in it. Then I give it a half tip, and just like magic, I feel like I'm back and that my body's electric. I'm feeling elastic and super fantastic and flipping like I know gymnastics. I like to shake a leg, I like to nod my head. I like to make a snow angel while lying in my bed. But don't give me no smooth talk unless you got a good moonwalk. And smile with your hips, smile with your hips, smile with your hips. My kind of magic is automatic. I feel like dancing, I feel like dancing. Even and it looks like this.
I like to dance and it looks like this.
Yeah, looking good. We like to dance and it looks like this. Come on. Smile with your hips, smile with your hips, smile with your hips. Ah, my kind of magic.
So today, I want to talk about something that you all know. Yes, it's a continent. But do you ever thought about their different cultures or biomes? So today, I will talk about all the continents in the world. But I will only talk about the two largest continents in the world. Yes, it's Asia and India. We will start with Asia, the biggest continent in the world. It's very culturalized, and in Asia there's many countries. For example, the biggest and the military is best country is China. China can produce tea, gases, oil, and also very precious animal panda. Like it means that China will borrow panda to many different countries so they can have a trade, like, and the other countries will give the materials or things that China have do not have much. And then the second large continent in the world is India. India is a continent with many deserts, and it's very hot in the desert, such as the Sahara Desert. And in the Sahara Desert, there is also a trade. For example, the Mughal Empire, and it has a very grand history before, but I said before, not now. But when it's before, it did not have a car. So how does they have a trade through countries or through the Sahara Desert? To reach their course, people cannot. Of course, people cannot walk that far, and it is too hot for people. Yes, they will use camel. Camel is an animal that they have two humps on their back, so they can store water in their humps so that they can survive for a long time in the hot desert. Well, people cannot do it, and also there is another main reason: food. Like people cannot eat food in the desert, but camels can. Like the grasses, like, they're very dry, but the camels can eat it. So living in a desert is very easy for a camel. And that's the main reason why the countries in the desert have very much money and the good economies, because they can trade through whilst other countries cannot. So that's all from me of continent.
Said that together we were both sides of the same coin, and we would shine like Venus in a clear night sky. We thought our love could overcome the circumstances, but my ambition wouldn't allow for compromise. I could see in the distance all the dreams that were dear to me. Every choice I had to make left you on your own. Somehow the road we started down had split us under. Too late to realize how far apart we'd grown. And how I wish I'd done a little bit more. Now shoulda, woulda, coulda, means I'm out of time. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, coulda.
The radio show is over. Thank you for listening.
When I was young, I never knew what this thing called love could do to you. But since you've been gone and I've been on my own, I've been feeling quite peculiar. But I'll get by without your smile, and I'll get through without you. But I wish it was me you chose. 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 Elvis ain't dead and you're coming back. And Elvis ain't dead and you're coming back. Oh. Since you've been gone, I can do what I like, but it doesn't mean a lot to me. I'm all shook up and I'm lonesome tonight. I think I need a love lobotomy. But I'll get by without your smile, and I'll get through without you. But I wish it was me you chose. 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 Elvis ain't dead and you're coming back. And Elvis ain't dead and you're coming back. Oh, no, 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 no. Come home, come home. You, me, maybe we were never meant to be. You, me, and maybe we were never meant to be. Elvis isn't dead, Elvis isn't dead, Elvis isn't dead, 'cause I heard him on the radio. Elvis isn't dead, Elvis isn't dead, Elvis isn't dead, and you're coming back to me. I know Elvis isn't dead, Elvis isn't dead.
Good night.